What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Blue Kool-Aid Drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back. And we are recording this on April 16th at 8:42 p.m. That means we are 8 days away from the NFL draft, where the Lions will be picking 28th in the first round. There is a lot to go through with the draft. And on tonight's episode, we're going to be doing our ever-famous final mock drafts for this year's draft. But before we get into all of that, we got to introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello there.
And then UJ.
Hey, Lions fans.
Red Dog, unable to make it, but we do have our producer, Kid J, off to the side.
Yeah.
Kid J. And we might be asking him like a couple questions about what he thinks the Rams will do in this draft. But first, I got to say thank you, gentlemen. I know I've been missing the guest couple, so thank you for taking the reins while I was out.
Yeah. I hope you were listening.
Yeah.
We were talking about your diaper changing.
I heard.
You should play us for the kid. We'd put him to sleep every night. You tried that?
Well, if one of Rudd, I played one of Rudd Dog's rants. Yeah, goes on for him to go to bed.
Oh, good one.
Oh, man. But we are 8 days away from the NFL draft, and it's in Green Bay this year. Will either of you guys be attending this this draft?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, I did drive either. Through Green Bay the other day, though. Former Potter Emeritus Connor was up there proposing to his girlfriend. So,
Yeah.
Is she a Packer
Look
fan?
At that.
Is she a Packer
she's,
fan?
I think she was raised a Packer fan, but she's coming over to the good side.
Oh, well, there's a lot of that going on in this pod. People marrying Packer fans. I don't know what that's all about.
I know.
Well, congratulations, of course, to Connor on his upcoming nuptials. Always good to see that love is in the air on the pod. So, Connor, if you're listening, congratulations, buddy. The Kool-Aid community is very happy for you, buddy.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing about this draft thing?
Yeah.
In years past, it seems like the draft was never coming. Like, I just kept waiting. I'm keeping looking at all these mocks and all this stuff. This year, I was so shell-shocked from last season that I wasn't as into all the football for a little bit. So I was kind of removed myself.
That's so funny. Like, you hopped on before UJ and I, or before, like,
yeah,
before UJ and I were done talking. But that's what we were saying. We were saying similar things, like, our in-depthness with like the process is just has been reduced this year in comparison to past years, even like last year, because we were so pumped about like we needed that one more piece on the top.
Yeah.
Hey, if any of you fans feel that way, let us know. I've been trying to keep up on some Lions, and I see a bunch of these podcasters out there just putting Drek out there. I'm sorry, but some of this stuff, they're just making up possible trade scenarios, or they're making up putting catchy titles in there that with nothing behind it, and it's just so bad. So we wouldn't do that to you guys.
but having said what I said, I'm excited. I'm excited now going forward. I just need a little break, but I'm back.
All right.
Yeah, the draft night is still like a lot of fun, and you're in
it.
And we'll probably be involved in watching it because the Lions pick so late. It'll be like 11 o'clock by the time they're on the clock.
Unless they trade up.
Unless they trade up. Do we think they will trade up in the first round.
I think there's a better than 50% chance they do. Although I'm
glad if you have a trade up in your mocks.
In my mocks, I went with our positions in the draft just for the sake of the exercise. I didn't think of any trades that made sense to me, but
I agree though, UJ. I think they could trade up. I'm not saying they will necessarily, but yeah, like a 50-50 shot. If there's a guy that they can target and get up there, Abdul Carter, you hear me?
I don't know if they'll trade up that high, but that would be cool. I wouldn't mind seeing Abdul Carter on our roster.
But I could see them doing a trade. You know, Brad gets impatient. You know, he likes.
He does. He sees who he likes and he goes after him. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. And
what about you, Z? Could you see that this year?
If they do, yeah, it's in the middle rounds. I don't see him doing it in the first two rounds, especially because the third round pick is so late in the third round. If they do really see someone that's fallen that they really like, they'll get it. Now, maybe I don't know if they'll like some really surprises with a guy like Giovanni Manu, who's on none of our radars whatsoever, and end up trading a future draft pick for him. All the signs are that like he's progressing really well. But that's a conversation for a different day. To answer your question, maybe if they do, it'll be in the middle rounds. It just depends if there's a guy they like that falls, which it seems like every year for the Lions, there's one guy that does at some point.
Yeah. They'll trade up for somebody, and the people are like, why are they trading up for that guy? And then he turns out to be great. So
Yeah. okay. Do you guys want to start getting into it?
Yeah, let's get into it, baby.
Yeah, sure. Well, you want to go? Yeah. Are you going to lead off and tell what picks we have, and then we'll start?
Yes, I will. So Lions in this draft, they have 7 picks. They have the 28th pick in the first round. They have the 28th pick in the second round. The 38th pick in the third round. That's because of all the compensatory picks. So they have the 102nd overall pick, which is in the third round. They have the 28th pick in the fourth round, the 20th pick in the sixth round from the Buccaneers, the 12th pick in the seventh round from the Cowboys, and the 28th pick in the seventh round, which is their own. So 7 picks, decent, not as much top, like 60 picks as they've had in the past, only 2. But nonetheless, they will make the most of it, as we've seen from this Lions team. And I think because of the lack of draft capital, we might see some trading. I think more likely to trade back than trade up in this draft, if you ask me. I wouldn't be shocked if the Lions traded out of the first round to get the pick up like an extra third, an extra second. It would not shock me. Would it shock you guys?
That would not shock me.
I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it. Because I want a first round pick, but the second time I'm not like jumping off the table for a lot of these guys in that range, per se. But maybe you guys feel differently about whoever you mocked. But that is the draft capital for the Lions. Before we get into the Lions, really quick, just at the very top of the draft, I asked you, Jay, right before this, do you think Shedeur Sanders will go second overall? Like, or do you think he's going to fall in this draft? I think he's going to fall. I don't think teams like him as... So you agree with me, UJ. You think he's overvalued?
Yes, I do. I think he's a little overvalued.
Yeah.
Bob, do you think so?
I think he's overvalued, too. If any team did do it, it would be the Browns that would pick him because that's so terrible at the draft.
That's a good observation, Bob.
If I was I think most Browns fans want them to pick Abdul Carter, who I think is beastly, and him and Myles Garrett would be like,
oh god, oh, yeah. Scary. That would be a wrecking combo. Crew there, man. Holy cow.
But all the signs are like they're going to go Travis Hunter, which is, you know, he's a good athlete too. But I don't know. I feel like it's if you get a 1-2 punch on the edge like that.
I do like Cam Ward, though. I think he's going to be a good pro. I don't know what you guys think of him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. I don't think he's the best guy in the draft, but he's probably the best quarterback prospect in the draft. So that's why he may go number one. But I don't think he's I don't think he's got anyone's number one on their big board.
Yeah, probably not.
Like if it's last year, he's probably like the fourth quarterback off the board.
Yeah.
Last year's was a good quarterback draft.
But they are so desperate for a quarterback.
Right.
And it's so hard to find. It seems like don't have much choice in a way. So yeah, I don't know. I think Jackson Dart gets picked before Shedeur Sanders.
There's a good call for you. I heard a lot of people compared him to Gardner Minshew. I mean, they sort of look alike, kind of sort of look the same, but I don't know. He's a pretty good quarterback, so I think he's a little better than Minshew, but we'll see.
Yeah, I just think he offers a little more size. He's 2 years younger than Shedeur Sanders, too. I think they'll like him better than they will Shedeur Sanders. That's my guess. I don't know. That's my prediction for the quarterback at the top of the draft.
That's a good one.
All right, let's get into it now. We are going to do our mock drafts. It doesn't sound like there was any trade, so it looks like we're going to go down the list here of the Lions in the first round, their second round, the third round, the fourth, the sixth, and two in the seventh. All right, so I want to start. UJ, you seem really pumped to share your mock draft first, so we're going to start with you.
Oh, okay.
The Lions are on the clock, right. The 28th overall pick. Who are they running up?
Okay.
Their card.
I spent a lot of time on this today, doing simulations and things like that. And the guy I really want, in all the mock simulations I did, the guy was never there. And the guy was Gray Zabel, is the guy I really want. However, I don't think he's going to be there at our pick. So there's a good chance, I think, that Nick Scarton from Texas, edge player, will be there. And that is my pick. Nick Scarton, if I'm pronouncing his name right. He's an awesome player. 6'4", 280 played in his last year, but he put on weight just for their defense. And he's more natural around 265, 260. And I think he'll get back down to that weight. And he's only 20 years old. This kid's a stud, man. He's just a stud. And I think he'd be a great addition and a great guy across from Hutch. I think he'd immediately contribute to this team, immediately. And I just think he'd be a really nice pick. So Nick Scarton, edge rusher out of Texas, is my first pick.
Ah, nice. You think he could be a good bookend to Hutch? Or,
yes, absolutely. I totally do. This guy's got all the athletic traits. He's built like Tarzan. He's fast. He's everything, man. He's everything you want. He's young, too. He's 20 years old. So this is I like these young guys, man, you know. A lot.
Played at 285 in college, but
it was because the coach put him on a. They wanted him to gain weight that season, and he did at the coach's request. So think about that too. That kind of dedication, a guy can do that. Just from that standpoint, someone with that kind of dedication that he's willing to go and put the extra pounds on, and that's probably hard to do. Packing on 20 more pounds.
Yeah.
So
I know I did it the last year. I packed on 20 pounds.
Yeah. Not that hard, I guess, huh? But anyway.
No, I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, but I mean, he shows that dedication too. So I don't know. The more I read about this kid, the more I like him. So I'm happy with that pick if we picked him.
Seems like a high character guy. He's a sophomore captain at Purdue. So clearly, good locker room guy by all means, and a high motor.
Yes.
Which the Lions love. They love those guys with high motor. Even if you had the athleticism and a high motor, more than likely, like Hutch, that's what makes Hutch so great. His motor is ridiculous.
Yes.
Even on plays where he's getting, he's not necessarily winning the first move or anything like that. If the defense does their job, he's getting there.
Right.
So I do love the high motor players. I don't hate this pick at all.
Wow, that's nice.
Big Z, sign of approval.
Doesn't hate your pick. That's nice.
UJ, did you consider his teammate, Shamar Stewart?
Not really. Didn't come under my radar too much, to be honest.
Okay. But, interesting.
I was kind of looking for specific traits. Gray Zabel is really the guy I want, honest to God. And if he falls to that point, I would take him in a heartbeat. But
damn you.
Just by
damn
all,
you.
Anyway, I just didn't think he'd fall there, which is why I picked Nick Scarton. So. My logic.
Well, Bob, it sounds like you might be a eight.
Well, yes. So if we're switching over to my pick, I'm going to the Pierre, South Dakota native, North Dakota State, Gray Zabel.
Yeah.
No, this love guy, that offensive lineman. He can play all over the line too. I mean, I think he's a projected as a guard. He can play center. He can play anywhere. And the guy's a senior, 6'6", 312. I don't think he ran the 40, so I don't have a time on that. But he was a hell of a player in college. He's projected. Because the way this line is, we have a really good offensive line, but we got to keep getting those young guys right in there. And I think he'd be perfect for this team going forward.
I'm with you, Bob. I love that pick.
He played,
he played tackle in college, projected as like a center guard, like you said. There's been a lot of connections between like the Lions and him, like meeting wise and things of that nature. So I think he's under their radar. A lot of people have mocked him to the Lions.
Oh, did they?
Well, CZ, this is what I was saying, like trading up in the first round. This is where I could see Brad moving up a couple spots to get him. Like if he's still there at like 24 or 25 or something like that, he might pull the trigger and move up a little bit. That just in my brain.
argument for the Lions getting a guard center type is that the Lions line is getting a little older these days. They're not getting younger.
Yeah.
For here.
Exactly. But we have a good line, so he wouldn't have to, you know, start right away, but I think he's capable.
I could see it though. I could see him moving in right away to probably left guard and you know, Mahogany at right guard and our line is studly then. I mean, we got to keep this line going. We have to be good.
That's why I think it'd be. I mean, I know Brad doesn't just go by position, but position is also a factor, and I think that's something we need. I think they'll get an offensive lineman in this draft, and I think it would be good to get it in the first round with Gray Zabel, because I think he'd be a hell of a player for this team.
I would not hate it. I mean, he's really technically sound. They produce a lot of good offensive linemen from this program. They run a very pro style offense, so they're very well prepared when they come in. I love that pick too, Bob. I picked that one as well, if you will.
The big Z seal of approval again.
All right,
way to go,
Bob.
Do you think it
matters what they think of Colby Sorsdahl, if they think he's ready to take over that, or do you think he's just a permanent backup in the future? And
I think he's got to compete, right? I mean, I don't know if anybody's penciled in that it's not
right.
But like, are you going to spend the first round pick on a guy like this if you're high on Colby Sorsdahl?
To me, though, the part of it is, if we were so high on Sorsdahl, which I still am, by the way, but I think he would have seen a little more time last year where they could have put him in situations that we just didn't see much of him, and which makes me wonder if they are that high on Murphy's ready. I don't know.
We have Owashika as well. At the guard, but to your point, UJ, Mahogany, once he's healthy, came right in.
Yes.
They plucked him in immediately, so they were clearly higher on him than.
And he looked like he belonged too, Mahogany. Like, he belonged there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's exciting, especially without his weird illness going on this offseason and such. With the full offseason for him, his ceiling is much higher, I think, going forward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Before we get in, like, to maybe other people that we would have targeted, I can share mine. So I just want to make sure I pull up his pronunciation correctly.
It's one of those hard to pronounce ones.
I don't know. It depends what you think. But this is a guy. I'm kind of going chalk here in terms of like the mock drafts out there and things, but God almighty, we need something at this position. I know offensive line is really important, but man, I don't even care, honestly, who they pick. We need somebody at the edge spot. And I've really liked Donovan Izaruka. Izaruku?
Easy for
That's
you
easy
to
for
say.
You to say. Yeah.
Led his top in Boston College history in sacks and tackles for loss. He's very much a guy like Kutch, like a lot of like getting low, rip moves, high motor, very technically sound,
super bendy though, like super bendy. Good acceleration, good length too. He's 6'2", has 34-inch, 82¾-inch wingspan, so he can get that separation from the off.
What's
the
his weight?
Make his move. 248. So pretty good size, really, just really explosive. Also a 2-year captain on the team, so I think he has like the what the Lions look for locker room wise. High motor as well, very durable, which is important for the Lions at that position.
Yes.
Played 36 straight games in college. Hutch had a freak injury last year, but barring a freak injury like that. I really like this guy. He's a little shorter than you like to see from a D end, but I think there's a lot of good things there, especially just getting to the quarterback wise. The Lions desperately need. I think they have enough guys that can control the run game, like a Pascal, but this guy can take it to the next level, and I think he will be there too. Some of these other guys I don't think might be there. So Donovan Ezeruwiku.
That is actually a guy I looked at too, Z, and he does look good.
Hey, are you going to get that jersey if they get him, Z? That'd be Ezeruwiku.
I might.
Jersey. Be amazing.
I got to see what number he picks.
Unless you have to pay by the letter, then you won't get that one. A lot of letters in that name.
Yeah. Bob, do you have any thoughts on this guy?
I didn't know as much about him as you do, but I was looking at him a little bit. He seems like he'd be a great addition. I don't know. To me, that seems a little high to get him, but maybe. I don't know. Where's he projected?
He's projected like late first, early second.
Yeah.
So like kind of right in that range.
I think I was thinking like you, Bob. I think it was maybe a little high for him. I thought him first part of the second round. But I do like the guy, though. High character guy. All that good stuff that you were saying. So.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad pick.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else you guys were looking at here in this spot that you really were considering? I mean, there's Mike Green, the edge, too, from Marshall, who had the most sacks in the country last year.
I read something about him, but aren't there question marks about him?
Well, I mean, he's 6'3", 251.
A little smallish.
So, yeah, a little smaller as well. He doesn't, they don't think he has, like, a lot of room for, like, gaining weight either. Like, his frame is kind of fully filled out.
Yeah, I don't think that fits
his ceiling,
our...
they think, maybe a little...
I think we're looking for guys that can also stop the run, like kind of do both, you know, and I don't know if he fits that mold exactly.
Yeah, I would agree with that, I think, especially because I think he cheats a lot. so sometimes he's rewarded with the sack, but a lot of times he's also, it's a detriment because he overruns the ball carrier and leaves a giant gap, which maybe that's coachable. I guess they got to know the kid to know if it's coachable or not.
I ended up with the offensive line. I did want to take an edge there, but I couldn't find a guy that I really was in love with. But I mean, you guys both have good guys. So
there is a guy I'm in love with on the edge, but I didn't pick him in our draft because I think he's going to fall between our first and second pick somewhere, and that's Landon Jackson. From Arkansas, this kid. I love this guy, man. He's 6'7", 265, high motor. There's some talk about the way he's built, and he's like his weight's carried too high or something, like his center of gravity is too high or something. You know, all this stuff. But this kid is tough, man. He's can you imagine him and Hutch? Hutch 6'7", this guy's 6'7", just two monsters on the edges.
I like that.
And he's a really good player, too. I mean, I've watched some of his film, and I really, really like this kid. I thought 28 was too high to pick him, but who knows? Maybe not. I don't know. But I think I don't think he'll be there at our 60th pick.
That could be another – if they do go offensive line or safety or something or quarterback in the first round, yeah, I could see them trading up a little bit for him in the second round.
Yeah, maybe doing that, trading up in the second round, I could see that maybe. I don't know, Big Z, tell us what you think of Landon Jackson, because I really like this kid.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, I just like the size from a standpoint you could deflect passes at the line at the very least, even if you're not getting. If you're going against a guy like Caleb Williams, who's a shorter quarterback, just getting your hands up there is extremely effective. So a guy with that height, I think 83 and 5/8 inches wingspan. So he is.
Yeah.
And his with that size, obviously, he's
his RAS.
He can play a little tall. I mean, with the tall guys, you always worry about their pad level. But yes, he definitely has super good locker room guy as well. Like, just he wants to win. He doesn't care about the stats or anything like that.
Right. And his athletic numbers, I mean, his RAS scores are like 9.65 or some ridiculous number. He did really good in the combine and stuff. And I don't know, that they say one of his weaknesses, he can't go inside, you know, like the Hutch, you can move Hutch inside if you want. But him, they say he's a little weaker when you move him inside. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the pad level type.
Yeah, but I still really like this guy. I love if we got him somehow. Anyway.
I wouldn't hate it. Like I said, edge.
Edge away.
I think it's a desperate need for us to take that little extra leap in addition to getting everybody healthy.
healthy.
Yep. He had two torn ACLs, but they were in high school. So, and he had a little neck thing his last game of his career. I've seen James Pierce mocked here, but I think the Lions don't want to deal with somebody like that. He has a lot of off the field issues.
Yeah.
So if you see him mock to the Lions, I probably would ignore that if you're out there looking at that. I've seen Shamar Stewart, Jalen Walker, Abdul Carter, probably a little. They'll probably be gone before they get to the Lions.
Yeah.
I saw like Dane Brugler, who's probably one of the top mock people. He went with a cornerback. I'm trying to remember his name here. I think Maxwell Harrison is who he picked.
Yeah, that's what the Athletic had him.
Too. Yeah, Dane Brugler, from the Athletic.
Maxwell Harrison, cornerback from Kentucky. He ran a 4.28.
Oh.
40, so.
Yeah.
Dang. He jumped almost 40 inches in the vertical on his pro day. So, not a great tackler, but a great cover guy, which is.
We need that.
Need that. Especially if we don't get that edge addressed, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And he can't teach speed like that too. I wouldn't hate it. I think we have bigger need. I'd rather get to the quarterback and not have him cover for 4 seconds.
I think we had enough to work with in the secondary right now. I mean, without using a first round draft pick on a cornerback.
I don't see it, but if they'd got him, I'd be pretty happy. I mean, he sounds like a good player.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, we'd have a hell of a secondary with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because Rakestraw still hasn't even stepped up either, you know, so we got.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, we can move down to the second round. We can move to our second round picks. That's where the Lions had the 60th overall pick, the 28th pick in the second round. So a lot of waiting again on day two, but they'll get there eventually. We'll go with Bob this time. Who did you have at 60th overall?
All right. Well, as you know, we have a great edge rusher from Michigan. There's another Michigan guy I want. He's not he's listed as an edge, but I'd see him more as like a hybrid kind of linebacker guy. Josiah Stewart from Michigan.
Mm.
He's, what's his size here? He's smaller. He's 6'1", 249, but the guy's beast. I mean, he's always chasing the play. And he hits with violence, you know. So this guy, he makes up for things with his speed and hard hitting ability. And I think just another beast on the defense would be awesome. And another Michigan guy is always good. And but he was second team All Big Ten. He led the team with tackles for loss. Had 8.5 sacks. Started in 11 games. So.
He's the only prospect in this draft with 30 career sacks as well.
Wow.
Yeah. He was elevated from alternate captain to team captain midway through the season, too, because they like captains, too. So I don't know if he does anything for you guys, but Josiah Stewart, edge from Michigan for second round. Do you guys know anything about him, or do you guys have any
thoughts? I don't know
a lot
about him. I'm looking at him right now. Yeah. This guy seems like a good player.
Like you said, his main trait is that he will out-hustle everybody on the field, which is a great trait. You know, we know that the Lions love guys like that.
We'll see. Just let me use for an example. I'm going to interrupt you here. Sorry. But remember when we got, who's our linebacker? Anzalone. And the first year we had Anzalone, and this guy was flying all over the field like a maniac. And you just saw how terrible he was. We got to get rid of this guy. He sucks. He can't tackle nothing. But his energy was pure freaking energy, you know? Energy.
Is it I said that?
Oh, yes. You couldn't stand Anzalone. You couldn't stand Anzalone in the beginning.
Yes, but I said it wasn't all his fault because our D tackles were so bad.
Anyway, it was a thing about the energy thing. So I like it. Energy, good. Energy, good.
Yeah, I mean, look at Rodrigo. That's what he lives off of, that stuff. You know, I could see him in that mold.
Yeah, high energy, man. We want high energy.
Yeah.
Woo!
Wow, I leave the pod for a couple episodes. I come back with shots being fired. Brutal. Oh, man.
You can take it, Big Z.
No, but I don't hate it. The Athletic, I see here as a third-round grade on him. But, you know, everybody's second, third. It's all mixed at this point.
Yeah.
22 years old, so good age.
Yeah.
Don't hate it.
Lions, and he's from the Bronx, New York.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bronx. Yeah.
Michigan,
what do you hear when you say?
The Bronx Bomber. The Bronx. Have a good nickname.
All right, UJ. Who do you got here?
All right. Obviously, we have needs at edge and probably O-line and stuff, but we have other needs, not immediate, but needs nonetheless. And I'm picking here a wide receiver, Amika Egbuka, wide receiver from Ohio State University, 6'1", 202, runs a 4.49 40. This kid's an excellent receiver, and I think there's a reasonable chance that he falls to this position here. And we
do you think he falls this far?
Well, like I said, I ran through a bunch of simulated mocks today, and it's a possibility. So, and some had him falling that far, others didn't. But I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with Amika Egbuka. I think he'd be just an amazing get here. And I think he contributed right away, too. Plus, he's a receiver for the future, too. You know, we haven't really built that position group for the future yet. I mean, you know, aside from our mainstays there, but I think this guy would just be awesome. So I'm sticking with that pick, Amika Egbuka,
wide receiver,
Ohio State.
I don't think he'll last that long, but that would be amazing. I
would agree as well. I don't think he lasts this long, but I would also agree. That's
well, like
be,
I said, I great. Hemmed and hawed about that one because I was going through all these simulated mocks, and a few did have him falling that far, so... It's within the realm, as they say. So
yeah.
He's just a really solid, reliable, like route runner type, like a great third wide receiver. Maybe on a bad team, a second wide receiver. But the problem, I guess, I have is like Khalif, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Tim Patrick. I feel like this would be the Tim Patrick role for him, and maybe they develop behind him, or it's like a super death piece.
Okay, but who do we have behind our starting receivers? Nobody. We basically have nobody.
Tom Kennedy. He'll be there again.
Well, we always have him, yeah. Mr. Reliable. but we don't have much depth behind our top four. So, you know.
And Tim Packer's on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. And it's the NFL. One of these guys are bound to get hurt. I just don't know if a second-round pick. I don't know. Trust me. I love the athlete. I love the fit for our team. If Tim Patrick wasn't there, that's the one thing. I don't know.
So no seal of approval from Big Z on this
Seal of approval because I like the athlete and I like the fit for our team. I don't know how it fits in with our roster completely. Like, is he going to be a practice squad guy and not activated too often?
No, he will be an active player, and I think he will see action too. I really do.
He's good enough to be
and to compete for that fourth receiver role, I mean, the Tim Patrick role, or third receiver, whatever you want to call him. But I think he would compete for it for sure.
Okay. I like I said, I don't hate it. I really like the pick and the fit for our team. For sure.
He likes him for the practice squad. But
I can see him being not active on several days, unless, like you said, UJ, he beats him out, Tim Patrick. I don't know. So mine, it's kind of just, I don't know if it'll happen, but I think it's a great fit just personality wise, who the Lions look for. I'm a guy that also has a super high motor and just very technically sound. He's not the biggest athlete necessarily on the field. 6'4", 260, 77 1/8 inch arms, so kind of shorter arms. But he kind of reminds me of Sam Hubbard of the Bengals, who has had a great career from the edge. Anyways, it's Jack Sawyer from Ohio State.
Oh, I love that.
He's big in a big moment.
I love that pick.
Yeah, I've seen him connected to the Lions.
I love that pick.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great I want to throw, if it was up to, I wouldn't hate the Lions went 7 edge players in this draft and just found 2 really good ones to add to the team. I just think it's that bad of a need. That's why I went edge in the first 2 here. Just really high character guy. He's good at batting down passes too. That's a skill I think that's maybe overlooked at times. 6 batted passes last year for Ohio State. Really good pad level 2, stays low, good, solid in the run game. You can rely on him to not like overrun plays, be super technically sound. Maybe against like the elite offensive tackles, he'll have some issues. But I think with the lack of like top talent at tackle at a lot of the NFL, I think he will do more than good. I think he'd be a very good complimentary piece and get after the. I could see him being like a 6-7 sack guy throughout the year.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, Michigan fans know him best as him protecting the field from getting the flag planted on the Michigan beat their ass. That'd be hot to give him hell in the locker room. It'd be pretty fun.
Well, wouldn't that be fun, man? Michigan, Ohio State on either end. That'd be hilarious, man. Can you imagine the internal competition there between those two? It'd be hilarious.
He's a good player. I wouldn't mind him.
I would not at all. He's definitely one of my favorites in this draft. When I did my mock, I figured I'd pitch an edge in the first round. That's why I ignored him in the second round. But I do love the player, though.
Yeah. You're not doing Z's all edge draft.
Yeah, no, not doing that.
Was there any other second round guys that we didn't highlight too much here that you may be considering? We don't do this for every round, just the first couple of rounds.
Landon Jackson's the other guy. He was an edge guy.
Uh-huh. I almost went with the other Ohio State edge guy, JT Tumalo.
He's another interesting one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's another interesting one.
6'4", 264, 82 and 3/8 inch. Arms, so much, much longer. Also a guy that, just high motor as well from the backside. But any guy that says high motor, I instantly put on my radar with the Lions.
Yeah.
Seems to be a trend there. A little inexperienced, especially playing on the inside. And could use a little better pass rush moves, but definitely more athletic than a Jack Sawyer. So I could see why he might get drafted before him. But he made a lot of big plays in college, especially in the college football playoff. He had 6.5 sacks in his 4 college playoff games, like in the 2 years that they were here. So that's somebody else that caught my eye that I was considering. Again, another edge. Did you have anybody else, Bob, that you were thinking about in the second round?
I was looking at the hell was it? That Nick. Well, I was looking at Nick Scarton before Scorton, whatever.
I've seen lower grades. I was surprised to see UJ go with him in the first round.
But that was nobody else really. I was in love with there.
All right, so let's move out on to before I get to the third round, Kid J.
The Rams.
What the Rams are picking in the first round. And who do you think they're gonna pick? I meant to do that.
They're gonna pick either like safety, like Malachi Starks, or I think they're gonna draft like an offensive lineman, like Calvin Banks Jr. from Texas, or somebody similar. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna. They do not know. They traded him to the Bears.
Well, they don't have Jonah Jackson anymore, so good run.
Yeah. Their defense is right defense there. I think they definitely need really like another like defender. Playmaker in the secondary. So I'm gonna be surprised if they go for like a corner either, like Jedi Barron from like Texas is a name I've seen thrown a lot for them. But yeah, they definitely need another defender, and I think they'll be set. I won't be surprised if they pick the offensive lineman though, because they have a couple offensive linemen who are in the last years of the deals this year. So.
All right.
For sure. Well, there you go. There you have it from Producing a J. That's Rams prediction for the first round. All right, let's move on now to the third round where the Lions don't have their own pick. Traded away to the Jets. And then subsequently to two other teams. I think the Seahawks own it now. But the Lions got a compensatory pick, and it's the 102nd overall pick in the draft. So I will say I will start this time with mine.
All right.
I think the Lions need a little help in the secondary, especially at safety. I think they need a little more depth there, and I went more with a cover guy. I'm going to go Kevin Winston Jr. out of Penn State. I think he might go in late to mid-second round, but I think I've seen him all over the place, so I considered it well within reach here. 6'1", 215, 4'5", 40. Very instinctive guy, very quick in his reactions, kind of like Kirby Joseph. And also, hardly ever penalized in college, too, which I think is important for this Lions secondary. Although, they might teach him to be a little more aggressive. he is coming off a season-ending injury, though. So maybe that's why his ranking is a little lower on a lot of lists.
What kind of injury?
I think a knee injury. I'm trying to... Sorry. Knee injury, yep. I don't know if it was a torn ACL or not. I just know it was a knee injury. But really good in the run game, too. I think he could be like a first down type of safety as well. So I'm going to go with Kevin Winston Jr. out of Penn State, also playing a really good defensive system that has had a lot of success with their athletes in the NFL. So Kevin Winston Jr.
All right. Can I go next? Can I go next?
I like it.
Sure.
The reason I want to go next is because I'm thinking it scares me a little that I'm thinking sort of on the same lines as you are here.
Ooh.
And I'm going with a safety, but it's a different safety. Hunter Wohler out of Wisconsin, 6'2", 213, runs a 4.57 40. A lot of good things about this guy. I'm reading off the paper now, but a big hustle, big play maker, and a great tackler. Pursues ball, carries with body control and leverage on the sidelines. He's rapid. He's quick. So his size and his strength, and, I mean, a lot of good things I've read about him. So, and this is something, I mean, we have great safeties, but we don't have depth at the position. So I would love to see us get another safety here. So I'm kind of thinking the same way you are, Z, but my pick is Hunter Wohler out of Wisconsin.
I like that.
He had 120 tackles in 2023, which is the most by defensive back since 1991. So he is a run first defender from that position, UJ, at least in college.
Yeah.
NFL scouts describe him as a coach's dream because of his belief in the program and hatred for losing. I see.
All right. Gotta love that.
Notes here.
I love that.
That sounds like a Lions guy. That sounds like a bite the kneecaps type of guy.
Oh yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, like you said, not overwhelming traits. The athletic has him as a 14th ranked safety, so that sounds like somebody that can definitely be within reach here. But I like that we're on the same wavelength there, especially Ife Belifonwu. He's gone now.
Yeah,
they could use somebody maybe to fill his role, although he's kind of unique, but like a run like in the box type safety for those type of matchups, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, who do you have third round?
All right. Well, I'm trying to win Z's favor here by picking an edge player, but but I am going to pick one because I did want an edge player in this draft. And I'm going with the guy from Louisville, Ashton Gillette. The kid from Boca Raton, Florida. He's 264, 6'3". This guy, he came into the college as a two-star recruit, but he ended up first team All-American by the end of his college career. So this guy's got the little chip on his shoulder. And damn it, I lost my page of notes here. Hang on 1 second. Sorry, boys. But yeah, I just wanted somebody on the edge here. He's to fit that spot. He's a power guy. He can crush the pocket, and he's pretty good against the run. He doesn't over pursue. So I got Ashton Gillette. I don't know if you guys read anything about him, but the kid out of Louisville.
All right.
Gillette.
It might surprise you, but he's another high-motored guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody is now or what, but slight dip in his production in terms of sacks last year, only 4.5. But he number 6 in his – and he had 25.5 in his career, so I'm not sure if it was more of a – you know, coaching adjustment or whatnot. Maybe you had to take on more blocks for other guys.
Well, I'm reading here he uses violent hand chops to batter the tackles.
Hand chops.
Yeah.
I like that.
Head chop.
So there you
go. I don't hate it. Edge. Throw it all at the edge. Throw it all at the edge.
6'3". Wait, what are these? Wait, because I see him here listed differently.
I see 6.
Oh, yeah, 6'3", 2'6".
Nearly 6'3", 264. Came into college weighing 212, leaving college weighing 264.
Yeah, that's what I say. He's a 2-star recruit coming in, and he ended up first team All-American. So.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Good story.
Yeah, 60 pressures, though. So he got there near the quarterback a lot this past year, just not quite
that's
finishing.
That's what the Lions are good at, getting close.
But like, there's a guy like Jason Owe from Penn State. He had 1 sack in his senior year, and now he's in a really good pass rusher for the Ravens.
Good one, Pat.
Much more athletic than what this guy is projecting to be. But just more of an example of like the sacks are like a weird stat in a way. Anyways, all right. So those are third round picks. We now are, let's move on to the last four here. We'll go a little faster in the second half here.
All right.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
So fourth round, 130th overall pick. This is the Lions pick. Let's start with Bob.
All right. This is a pick I like. I don't know if you guys like this one too. I'm going wide receiver here.
Mm.
Kid from Hudsonville, Michigan.
Who?
So he's got Michigan roots already. Played at football at Arkansas, 6'4", 214 pounds. And what else are we going to say about him? Well, I guess I should say his name. Isaac Tesla. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Tesla. I know he's a Tesla dealer. No, it's T-E-S-L.
Already is a problem. People come around keying him all the time.
Yeah. But he's pretty fast, and the Lions met with him, too. So they're interested in him. Mm. So. Mm. And I do want another receiver in this draft. So I think this guy might be pretty good. He's pretty fast. So
really athletic.
I like it.
Profile from him, 4.43, 6'3.5". So a tall wide receiver, which the Lions.
He's got the great athleticism. You know, he doesn't have the extreme production or whatever, but I think with good coaching, this guy could be a force coming in the future, at least a depth guy or, you know. So, there's my guy.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, that's where you. I mean, at this point, you believe in the coaching. You believe in upside. That could take you there. And we love the Lions coaching staff. So Antoine Randall gone to the Bears.
So, yeah.
A new test this year for that position group. But I don't hate going wide receiver because I won wide receiver as well, Bob.
Ooh.
All right.
But I did not go with Tesla. I went with a guy probably well known to Big Ten fans, especially huge Big Ten championship game out of this guy. He's smaller, though, so maybe I'm not thinking about this right, but I just think when you get a guy this good in this round, I think you got to take him. His name is Tez Johnson. He's very, very tiny. Yep. He's a very, very tiny man. He is 5'9", 155. but he, and not like, you think for that size, like he'd be slightly more explosive with his 40, 4'5", 140, 158, 10-yard split, though. So good burst. And honestly, I think he plays faster than that 40 time suggests. Also, a really good punt returner as well. So I think if the Lions are trying to save Cleveland for a playoff or something like that, and in addition, really good hands. Only one of the lowest drop rates in all of college football. Only dropped it 3.5% of the time throughout his career. I think there's a lot of really good things with him. Adds depth to that position if there is an injury. I'm okay if they put him on the practice squad, like especially from the fourth round type. That's why I didn't go with like one in the second round necessarily. Again, if Abuka falls a second and we pick him, I'm happy with it, UJ. I'm not saying that. But I just think a guy that's this productive in college and with the yak kind of fits into what this offense likes to do. And if he's there, I think the Lions would have a tough time passing him.
Yeah, he's a good one, Johnson. Z. I in a lot of the mocks I saw, though, he was going sooner than that. So
okay.
I don't know. Fair enough. It would be a great pick, though. I like the kid. Good player.
Yeah, I like it.
Definitely. Yeah. Obviously, he can play big in the big moments, the way he performed in the Big Ten Championship and against Ohio State. So, against top-tier competition in college, he did very well.
All right. It'll be interesting to see on draft day how these names are actually pronounced.
I know, right? It will be.
Yeah.
It will be.
All right.
I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like a receiver.
Okay.
All right, UJ. And Kid J, I think on our screen here, you have UJ's pick as Bob's pick. UJ, who do you got?
By the magic of copy and paste, you see, we're watching Kid J work his magic right here.
It's amazing.
My pick. This, I may surprise you guys a little bit with this pick, but it was between two guys, and I think this is a subtle position of need, and it's probably going to be out of the realm of what you guys are thinking, but I'm going to go Riley Leonard, quarterback from Notre Dame. The other guy I was thinking was Will Howard. I think Howard's going to go sooner than people think. A lot of them have him projected as a third, fourth rounder. I don't know. Howard finished the year great for Ohio State. Looked really pro ready in his last season. Riley Leonard, I really like this kid. I think he needs a little work on his passing game. But he's got the arm for it. He's a mobile quarterback. He can run. He's tough. He's strong. I think he's a good leader. And he'd be a great guy to put in there and compete with Hendon Hooker and put some pressure on Hooker. I love this kid. And I think really light a fire under Hooker, if nothing else, and get some competition in that quarterback room behind Jared Goff. I think Goff's position is safe here for a while.
You think?
But it would be nice to see somebody behind him that looks capable. And
yes.
And Hooker right now has not shown it yet. And obviously, Campbell and those guys, by publicly outing him a little bit and wanting to see more out of him, they're not there with him yet either. So I think a quarterback here would be a good choice. So I'm going with Riley Leonard, quarterback from Notre Dame.
All right.
I mean, I don't hate it. At one point, people thought that he was a first-round talent, especially when he was at Duke.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't think Notre Dame offense did him favors in some ways. The way they kind of run that offense, there's not like a lot of deep throws, explosive plays.
I agree. The receiving core wasn't that great last year either. They were kind of lacking in that department, and whoever's calling the plays, they got too safe and comfortable just running Leonard, you know, and I don't know. It was weird the way they ran that offense. I'm not gonna lie, but I think he's a really capable guy. I really do. And he has a really good arm. Sometimes accuracy issues, but I think I don't know. I think he's a good prospect.
I like that he's mobile though too. I think it's underrated because he's a white boy.
He's almost Josh Allen-ish. I mean, maybe not as big.
Definitely not as big.
They got him as 212, 215.
Yeah.
During the season, I can swear they were telling people he weighed 230 and all that. But no, the announcers are back because I watch all the Notre Dame games. But
that's why this pick is so shocking.
Yeah, I know. Well, I had got to get a Notre Dame guy in there somewhere. So
yeah.
Anyway, I like the pick personally, so I'm sticking with it.
I kind of like more than Howard in some respects. So I don't hate it. I mean, if we went quarterback here, I don't hate Kyle McCord, I think, is underrated. I think Ohio State did him dirty in some ways. They won the national championship, so clearly it worked out.
Yeah,
but I think he's a pretty good quarterback. I wouldn't hate him here either. I think he'd be gone by this point, actually. So, did you like this one, Bob? Did you like Leonard?
Yeah. I like a little competition in the quarterback room, and you know, in case something ever did happen to Goff, I think you need those guys. I think it's good to take a quarterback every year or two just to keep that position fresh, man. And because Hooker's not getting it done so far, we'll push him a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on now to the sixth round. So no fifth rounder for the Lions. We go to the sixth round here.
We're getting deep in now, boys. Sick. So I don't think we need long-winded explanations of how we put these guys.
No.
So.
Probably not.
So I'm going to go with a guy does a depth piece on the defensive side and kind of a fun name. Elijah Huzzy from North Carolina.
Huzzah!
A cornerback, more probably of a nickel type guy. He's actually probably going to fall a little bit more into this because of an ACL injury in college. He is 5'9", 193, but also a really good special teams guy, and I think that's what you're looking for at this point in the draft. So Elijah Huzzy in the sixth round for the Lions out of North Carolina.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. UJ.
I had him in the first, but no.
All right, I'm going to go with Wyatt Millam, offensive guard from West Virginia, 6'6", 315. Mostly played tackle, but they're projecting him as a guard. Apparently pretty, really solid prospect, and a lot of the reports think he could be a starter in the NFL, if not right away, but somewhere down the line. A lot of people think pretty highly of him. And so if he's available here in the sixth round, I think it'd be a good pick. Wyatt Millam, guard from West Virginia.
Beautiful.
All right. I like it. More O-line guys.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Now this, I got, maybe UJ knows this guy because he grew up near him. You went a safety in the Big Ten from Wisconsin. I'm going Iowa. Sebastian Castro.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's from Oak Lawn. So
I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah. So he lives a couple miles from UJ. His parents do, at least. He's a safety, and he would be more like a special teams guy. He's kind of crazy energy guy, but he's not going to be pushing Brian Branch or anything for a starting job. But we need special teamers too. And this guy plays chaotic and energetic. So, certainly capable of being a special teamer. So
always good to have an Iowa guy out there.
Yeah, exactly. Sebastian Castro. Yeah, we got Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State. We got a lot of the Big Ten going here.
Any relation to Fidel Castro?
Yeah, that's his great grandson.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Maybe he can get us some cigars.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Castro, that should be his little trademark thing.
Yeah.
Pass out cigars.
All right.
All right.
I like it.
Let's go.
Where are we at now?
Into the seventh round. Ooh. The 12th pick in the seventh round.
Number 228.
The Cowboys. The one in the sixth round was from the Buccaneers, so apologies, in the Carlton Davis trade.
Okay.
All right. So with the 228th pick in the second, in the seventh round, so the 12th pick in the second, seventh round, I have the Lions going with a guy named of Garrett Dellinger, interior offensive lineman, guard center type, four-year starter at LSU, mostly at left guard, pass-happy offense, so more experience in that. He probably will take some time to adjust to an NFL-style offense, but a power blocker, 6'4", 320.
Oh, yeah.
5'1", 5'15", in the 40. but just a really technically sound guy, it sounds like. Only one penalty in 26 career games in college, and it was a false start penalty, so not even a holding penalty. So I like that as well. I think that's what the Lions look for, especially in the offensive line, guys that don't hold. So not your Logan Stenberg types. anti-Stenberg. So I'm going to go Garrett Dellinger, getting some depth there. And a, you know, possible backup guard for the future.
All right.
All right.
I like it.
All right, Bob.
All right. Where are we at? 228?
Yes.
Pick 228. I'm going with another big guy for the trenches. Essa Pohl from Washington State. He's an offensive tackle. 6'5", 320. So he's a big beast. I just think more O-linemen.
Yeah.
Keep him in there.
I'm with you.
I don't have an in-depth read on my seventh round guy like you, Zach. So, but, that's all I got on him.
All right. Tackle. Beautiful. Okay. UJ.
All right. My guy.
It's P-O-L-E, by the way.
B.J. Adams.
E-S-A-P-O-L-E.
Oh.
All right. Sorry, UJ.
Oh, it's okay. B.J. Adams, cornerback out of University of Central Florida. 6'2", 182. Ran a 4.53. Apparently a good press cover guy. I don't know. He looks like a decent player at this point in the draft. And another guy to add to that secondary room. To add some competition, and plus his size, I think he might be a good pick here at this point. So, B.J. Adams, cornerback out of University of Central Florida.
Ooh. Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
We got one more left?
Z.
Come on.
So we have the 244th overall pick. It's the 28th pick in the seventh round, so nearly the last pick of the draft. I want quarterback here. Why not?
All right.
Curtis Rourke out of Indiana. I think this guy displayed excellent accuracy his final year of Indiana. I think when he left for a little while, it was noticeably different offense. This was a top 10 team for a while. Very accurate, very injury prone throughout his career, so a big knock there. But you know, if you're a backup quarterback, you don't have to worry about injuries too much, unless you're playing, of course. Yeah. But I think he displayed, you know, he came into Indiana, learned a whole new offense really fast, and I think he has the IQ and the accuracy to at least be a successful backup in the NFL. So Curtis Rourke was my pick in the summer.
All right. So you were thinking quarterback in this draft too, Big Z.
Why not? All right. Round, right?
Yeah, okay. I like it. I like it. He was a good player too. He had a great
He's Canadian, though.
Hope he knows the American football rules. Not the
Are we going to put a tariff on his salary? All right. All right. Where are we at now? Who's up?
Oh.
Who's up? UJ, you go.
Okay. Okay, I had to dig deep for this one. But I'm going to O-line, too. Offensive tackle, Ozzie Trapillo, Boston College. 6'8", 316 pounds. Ran a 5'2", 240. solid career. In high school, didn't allow a sack in his whole time in high school. He was invited to the Senior Bowl. I'm not sure what he did there, but, you know, it's a good late-round offensive line guy to pick, and he seems like a high-character guy. Yeah, it's my guy, Ozzie Trapillo, Boston College. Ozzie. Guy's name's Ozzie. I was looking, actually, for this pick, I was looking for, like, unusual name guys to pick.
And I was, too. I couldn't find any great ones.
I couldn't
ones.
Either. Well, there weren't any
the best
good
one from our past mock drafts. It was Divine Diablo.
Absolutely.
He turned into a really good pro.
I know. Yeah. He did.
And you just picked him because of his name.
But so maybe that's a good strategy. Go by names.
I know. But I couldn't find a guy like that. I was trying. So I'm going with Ozzie. Ozzie. Just call him Ozzie. Hey, Ozzie. You know, maybe you can eat a bat's head or something before the game or something like, you know, do some crazy shit like that.
Sure.
I don't know.
All right. Whatever. I like it.
All right, Bob, who do you have?
All right. We don't have any USC players yet, I don't think.
Thank God.
And we don't have any running backs.
Ooh.
So I'm going with Woody Marks. Ooh. No, Woody, his real name is Jaquavius Daquan Marks, you know, but he goes by Woody, so which is a lot easier for me. But
oh, my God.
He's 5'10", 207. He's a good at catching the ball out of the backfield, kind of an all-purpose player. But little running back competition, never hurt anybody. So that's why I just add another running back.
All right.
Woody Marks.
Woody.
Yes.
Woody. Would he do good in the NFL? Would he?
Woody? Woody?
Woody. Yeah.
Woody ever. Yeah.
If there's anybody I think that might be an interesting pick this late, I always like looking for the D3 guys. Out there, they're on the radar at least.
Who do you see?
Thomas Perry out of Middlebury College. He's a center, so interior lineman type. Did pretty well at the East-West Shrine Bowl practices too against a lot of D1 guys. He's 6'3", 310, so he probably could add a little more weight. But 3.92 GPA in molecular biology and biochemistry from Middlebury. Ooh. So smart guy. All-American D3.
He's like Matt Patricia lineup. Smart there.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good.
Rocket
just
scientist.
Just a little rocket scientist, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Wow. Some pretty good picture, though. It's interesting picks.
Yeah. What do you guys think? I was the only one to pick a running back. What, any positions we should have addressed or could have addressed or didn't work out?
Linebacker? Didn't even pick a linebacker?
Well, you know, I was tempted a couple times to pick a linebacker. And,
Waller kind of could be a linebacker-esque type.
True,
guy.
True. Or Bob's guy from
Josiah
Michigan.
Stewart.
Yeah, Josiah Stewart could be one of those.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
He's kind of a hybrid guy. You
know? Yeah, I mean, our linebacker, assuming we're all healthy again this year, we got a pretty studly linebacker group, but it probably wouldn't hurt to have especially an outside linebacker who can rush the quarterback type of guy. You know, it would be interesting if they pick someone like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the cards, but I wouldn't be against it.
And this is probably our first year in a while. Nobody's picked a special team, like a kicker, a punter or anything.
Yeah.
We've got that all solidified now.
We're pretty good there. We're pretty good there.
You like Jack Kaiser, UJ, from Notre Dame?
I do like Jack Kaiser. I think he's a middle round guy, though, right? Like
late to middle.
Oh, he's just I don't know. He's just one of those gritty guys, you know. Just a tough player. You know, he's not exceptional athlete like some of these guys, but just smart, tough, you know, type of player. It'd be a good guy to have in your team. He might not necessarily be your starter, but I like the kid a lot. I do.
All right. Well, there you have it.
That we know the Bears are going to win the off season because they always do.
Yes.
Yeah, we used to. Not anymore.
I mean, the Lions are getting a lot of free agents back by just the injury people coming back.
Hey, do you think they should sign Za'Darius Smith again?
Depends what I hope they can work something out with him. Yeah. If they can find a number with him. I think he'd be good.
I wouldn't be against it.
He seems to be around the Detroit area at the moment still.
Yeah, he was at the Pistons game the other night.
He seems to be lobbying to come back, actually. So
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
Because we never saw him and Hutch together. So
no, which would be fun.
Well, anybody with Hutch would be fun.
Yes, because that means Hutch is there.
That means Hutch is there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we nailed it, though.
Yes, I do. I think at least two or three of these will end up being correct.
I agree. I think, yeah, it's going to be really fun to watch, though, come draft time.
It will.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I do think there's going to be movement, though. Brad just can't just sit there. He just can't do it. I don't think it's in his DNA to just sit there, wait for his pick to come. He sees somebody he wants, and he'll move up. He'll do whatever he has to do to get the guy. So there's going to be some movement. I can almost guarantee it. I don't know if it's going to be the first round, but maybe second or third rounds. You know, we're going to see some movement with him in this draft.
Yeah, I think for sure, especially with our lack of top 60 picks.
Right, right.
So, all right, I think we're going to wrap it up here. We're at the hour mark anyways.
Yep.
So that is our final mock drafts.
All right.
More information to come about what we'll be doing surrounding the draft. So stay tuned on our social media channels at DTBK or at Drinking Lions on X. Sorry, I'm a little rusty. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid or YouTube at DTBK _ Lions. Just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Subscribe to the channel. You'll see our podcast up there and any live streams that we do or anything of that nature. Maybe we do a live reaction to the Lions pick or something. I don't know yet. But yeah, that. And we, of course, want to thank our producer,
Kid J.
We're crushing it.
A little rough.
As always. Of course,
yeah,
Spotify, Apple, or your podcast. Please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. We greatly appreciate that. Rud Dog, I'm sure he had a bunch of really good picks as well. So we applaud him for all his mock draft picks that maybe he can reveal them on our social media page or something like that to get him out there ahead of time to see if his predictions are correct. Other than that, one more big congratulations to our former collaborator, now frequent guest, Connor.
Yeah.
On his engagement. Good job, buddy.
Way to go.
Way to seal the deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. And last but not least, as always, go.
Field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.